Good morning, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It is Sunday. It'll be Monday as you listen to this. It is another quite bright but cloudy day. There's a moistness about the UK, certainly the bit I'm in. It's all very green again though. The grass has fully recovered from what I can see from the hot weather. Everything looks quite lush. The trees, well, apart from the tree that shat itself and started throwing its leaves off because it was too dry. But that's sort of, it's a little bit sparse, but it's got plenty of leaves on it. You know, it's hanging in there. So it'll be, it hasn't embarrassed itself too much by completely being naked before all the other trees. So it can still join the autumn party, I suppose, when that really starts to kick in. Maybe I'm talking about autumn a bit too early. Maybe I've jumped the gun. But as I say, I've noticed the mushrooms growing. There's a few sprouting up over the park in the grass. Maybe they're magic ones. They're not. Been on the hunt for those for the last couple of years. They don't grow that much in this area, although they do grow in this area, but predominantly they grow, you know, Scotland, Wales, and more northern territories. So yeah, it's a Sunday, so what do you say about Sundays? I have some Auntie Dre admin and around at her house starting to sort through things. It's all a bit weird really when someone dies. Those things that they're possessions that they've valued, I suppose. You look at them and you think, there really isn't much value here. There might be some monetary value, but things that meant a lot to somebody actually don't have much meaning in the wider context, do they? Because they're things. And what really has meaning are the people, the humans in your life. I think I've talked before about perhaps not having enough humans in my life. I have some very good humans in my life, by the way. But I don't know. I think maybe some focus on gathering some more humans. I don't mean kidnapping them and locking them up in the basement. I mean, that wouldn't work because I haven't got a basement. But you know what I mean. I don't mean just collecting them. Or collecting their body parts. That's weird. That's something I wouldn't suggest anyone does. Although there are people who like it. And we've all heard about those, haven't we? Good old serial killers. Who like to collect bits and bobs from people. You know, little trophies. And I suppose in some ways that's what our possessions are, aren't they? They're little trophies that we pick up along the way. They're things that we have acquired, purchased, whatever. That at that time have some significance. And when we're younger, I guess, we're more prone to actively gathering things, actually, you know, actively spending money on things. And just to look around Dre's house, you know, she's got some nice stuff, but she's had it for decades, most of it. The furniture. She's occasionally bought some new things, so there are some things that aren't quite as old as others, but predominantly it's a load of really rather old stuff. And I suppose as we get to the, certainly in later life, you know, we wind down, don't we? We don't do as much, we're not able to do as much. We actually go into a mode, I suppose, even if we've got a fair amount of money, where it's like the money is now limited, we've retired. You know, we might have an income from a pension, but we're not in that mode of getting more and more and more, earning more money. And maybe that's just a better way to live our entire lives. You know, just focus on stuff that brings us joy and stop trying to fabricate joy. You know, even things like holidays and stuff, I used to be like this, we live for a whole year to go away for a couple of weeks. and sit on a beach. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. It's all very nice to do. But maybe don't make the most of what's around us. Don't appreciate what's around us. I mean, I'm standing in the middle of this park. There's a few people pottering about. It's getting a bit cooler, so not so many people out and about. And it's actually, you know, it's in a fairly built-up area, but it's beautiful. The sound of the birds, the sound of the airport. That's the one flying the ointment. But, you know, you can come to a place like this and feel a sense of peace. So maybe go do something like that today. In whatever way you can, in your garden, over the park. You might be fortunate to live in a much more rural area where you can really get away from it, really get away from the hustle and bustle. But there we go. This is one of my longer form podcasts in that it's over 6 minutes. But I'm going to go, get on with my day, get on with sorting some stuff out, and I will catch you tomorrow. Bye.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it doesn't have to be, but if you wish to donate to the Bullshit Detective podcast, you may do so by going to www.patreon.com/bullshitdetective. The price of a coffee or a pint once a month or something else or nothing. It's fine if it's nothing. You can still continue to listen to the podcast, but please do spread the word. Tell your friends, if you have any, about my wonderful podcast. Or pay me some money or not. Whatever. No problem. See you soon.